to the Talk of Emporia this Friday morning. Tegan Trehune here with you today on the Talk of Emporia, being brought to you in part, as always, by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. Don't trust your catering to just anyone. Get someone that has the experience to make your event a success and call Bobby D's today. And also by Newman Regional Health, offering more medical specialties and convenience than ever before. That is Newman Regional Health. Well, today on the Talk of Emporia, we are happy to welcome in our good friends representing the Latino Awards Adelante, which is coming up next month. We have the one and only Gilbert Rodriguez in studio with us here today. Gilbert, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very good. Glad to have you on here. We also have the wonderful Mike Torres joining us in here representing Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow. And Mike, first of all, good morning to you. Always a pleasure when I get to see your face in here.
Likewise, Tegan. Good morning to you and everybody else.
Stop it. No, it's okay. I've seen my face before. It's not that, it's not that much fun. But no, we are super happy to have you guys in here as we are talking about the Latino Awards Adelante. And before we get into all the specifics here with what's coming up next month, Gilbert, do you know off the top of your head what year this is for the Adelante?
This is our third event.
Is this the third?
Third event.
It feels like I felt like you guys have maybe done more than that.
We've been doing a lot of other things.
Fair.
Pertaining to Latino Awards Adelante. And what I'm also trying to say is the first year we had Emporia State University, Matt and Martin, the head of the Emporia State Spanish Club.
Oh, okay.
That was our first event. And then also to our second event, it was Percy Hall and Mike Torres is the one that helped us for the other two.
Yeah, so. Very good. So this being the third year, as you had told me earlier, this is also going to be the last year.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Before we kind of get into why that decision, remind folks exactly what this event is supposed to promote and what it's supposed to help do here in the community.
Well, basically, it's supposed to help us teach about the history and story about the Latinos when they first came down from Mexico in 1905, and they settled here, and it was the Santa Fe that recruited them to work on the railroad, and also too where they settled here in Emporia area was Matfield Green, Stafford, Plymouth, Emporia, Reading, and Lang. And Neosha rabbits.
I love how you put the twang on Lang right there.
Yeah, Lang.
That was really good.
I never have heard of that town before. So.
Yeah. You mentioned, obviously, it's about telling that story. I know last year we were really focusing on Vietnam veterans. We had some wonderful veterans that were in studio with us on multiple occasions. Mm-hmm. Got really emotional during that time. And I think that was a very fitting and considering, you know, we have the Wall That Heals coming to town next week, so definitely going to be some tears shed there, and certainly hope we see those wonderful veterans out there as well. But you focused on that. I do apologize. I can't recall the first year focus. I don't believe I was covering that, so my fault there. But it seems like each year you're focusing on a different aspect of Latino history here in Emporia. Is there a specific focus for this year?
Yes. Basically, offhand, is we're going to talk about show pictures of the past, and then also we're going to show pictures of the present. And that's what our main focus is on as of right now at the Lyon County Museum.
Past and present.
Yeah, past and present. And in the future, well, it's out of our hands.
Well, not always. But Mike, he mentions obviously the past and the present of Latino culture here in Emporia. As you are the president of Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow, obviously you get to have a lot of interaction with many of the proud Latin members of our community. As you look at the present state of Latino culture here in Emporia, how do you see it, and how do you view it as a Latino individual yourself?
Yeah, so I think that's a great question, because as we work with Gilbert and other organizations for Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow, I think the biggest thing is we know there's a lot of diversity in the community, and there's a lot of cultures and languages and foods and experiences of the culture and things that they can bring to the community. And so one of the things with this event is that we don't stop telling these stories or learning these histories. We just open it up. And I think a lot more of our work going forward will be that. We'll be collecting more stories, more history and information on our Hispanic community, Emporia, both from when they came in the early 1900s all the way up to today, because we really have a global population present in Emporia, and I think that's important to highlight. Mm-hmm. Gilbert's done a really great job of connecting with our Mexican-American community here, and really highlighting those experiences, those initial experiences of our community here. And I think we'll only build on this work as we go forward.
Well, you know, every year we have a very large and well-done list of Latino culture-centric events, whether it's Dia de los Muertos, whether it's Cinco de Mayo. You know, kind of take your pick there. And it's great. You know, you get to see everything on display. You get to see these customs in action. But y'all are working pretty darn hard during those events and activities. It's not always conducive to being able to stop and have conversations with people about the meanings and things like that. I know I have a hard time sometimes just getting you guys for an interview because mm-hmm. you are working so hard. Having this opportunity where it really is more of a forum for conversation, how do you think that helps to, as you know, Gilbert had said, the future's out of our hands, but you know, we've had that conversation before. We know that's not always the case. You know, mm-hmm. you help build the future going forward. How do you think that forum to sit down and actually speak with people and share that history verbally and answer those questions really helps to build a better path forward?
Yeah, so I think part of Hispanic culture, Hispanic tradition are those stories that are passed down, those traditions that are passed down. And so it's important for us to take time, like we will with this exhibit when we do the ribbon cutting, when we have the entertainment, the food. It's important for us to just take a break. Mm-hmm. Break bread together, talk about the histories. They can see these pictures. They can read these stories, some for the first time ever being displayed in our community. And that's thanks to the work that Gilbert is doing. And I've worked with Gilbert. I've worked with Sally, the past president of HOT. I've worked with Vic and Mandy Rodriguez. And all of those community organizers understood the responsibility behind raising up other leaders in our community. And so as we transition to me taking over HOT and me helping to capture some of these stories, I think that intention is there to pass the mm-hmm. torch and to make sure that we continue to uphold our Hispanic community.
And do it proudly.
Yeah, uplift those voices.
Absolutely. Well, past, present, future, that is the theme here for this year's Latino Awards Adelante, which will be taking place at the Lyon County History Center September 27th of this year. And Gilbert, Mike had mentioned there's going to be a ribbon cutting taking place. I believe that's at noon on that day. This at the Lyon County History Center. What exactly are we cutting the ribbon on here?
We're cutting the ribbon on to show the displays of the pictures, and that's going to be a big honor. I'm sure it's going to be a lot of emotions when you watch see these pictures and stuff like that, and and the only people I can thank is the grandparents when they first came down, and those are the ones that deserve all the credit because they left us that history. And so that's the reason they should be getting a lot of credit. All the credit goes to our grandparents, the ones that came down from Mexico, and that's where everything should be placed on.
You mentioned the photos and things like that, so there will be an exhibit there at the History Center, correct?
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How long will that exhibit be up, do you know?
Till Veterans Day.
Until Veterans Day.
All those Latinos that are there, they're also veterans. There were World War II veterans, and then the president, we have different wars they fought on, like the Gulf War and also the Vietnam War and et cetera.
So is this exhibit specifically focusing on Latino veterans or?
No, it's going to be display. That's the reason they're going to leave it on because according to there's a lot of veterans and they want to see the veterans. Latinos were active in the military community.
Gotcha. Okay. I got you there. So essentially that just made for the perfect cutoff date. It's okay. That makes a lot of sense. How many panels are we kind of looking at here to be unveiled? Do you happen to know?
We're looking at about close to 60.
Wow.
And they're about 3 feet high, and width-wise is about 3 feet. And they're pretty big, and they're collages of pictures.
Now, are these panels, are they specific to one individual family, one individual, or are they these collages encompassing multiple families, multiple people in one?
Well, basically, offhand is we'll have the picture of, let's say, for instance, a picture of Mexico, and we're going to show four pictures of Santa Fe workers.
Oh, okay.
And then the other ones are going to show the families that moved down here. And then we'll have the history about what took place when they moved down here, when they first lived in boxcars, and then they live in brick houses, which they call Las Casitas. Mm-hmm. And then we have all the different families that were first lived here in Emporia, Kansas. This is all just Emporia, okay?
Gotcha. So something that I recall very vividly, when you all had your dedication of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, the work that was done there, I got to host a luncheon there at Casa Ramos, which was a great time. Really, thank you so much for allowing me to be part of that. That was so much fun. But one of the things, Gilbert, you kept mentioning throughout that entire afternoon was, mm-hmm. pictures, 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 pictures. We need pictures. Mm-hmm. Safe to say that if somebody still has pictures to offer you guys, you're not going to say no, correct?
No. As a matter of fact, we're trying to encourage people to give us pictures.
Is there a specific time frame you're looking for with these photos, like say if they're from 1920, 1930, or any era?
The older, the better.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah, the older we can, the better.
Now, unfortunately, some generations we have a different definition of older. For example, to my 13-year-old boxing students, apparently I'm very old. I just turned 31 this year, so I guess age is relative in that regard. But is there anything specific in those photos you want to be shown? Family photos. You mentioned obviously the rail workers there. Is there anything specific you're looking for that's captured in these photos?
It'd be the formal families that came down, pictures of the families of the whole family, and each panel is going to be a family, and then we have collages of the whole family individually.
Okay.
And stuff like that, telling the history of the past, and then we're also going to show the present also to you. What happened at the past, that's great. Okay, what's going to happen? What we're doing here now is the present, and that's what also we're going to show the present. What are we doing now? That way our grandparents that first came down, they'll be proud of us and say, well, it was all worth it to come down to work for the railroad, and then we establish our grandkids to further education and mm-hmm. getting on up. So for them, it's a great situation for them to be in.
Okay. So you mentioned the older the better with photos, but you're taking current photos too.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we are.
Because we got to make sure we show the past and the present together equally.
Yeah.
As for the future, can people just send like a blank photo, you know, kind of have that symbolism? I mean, you know, I know that sounds funny, but I mean, I'm being serious and to a degree. Is, you know, if somebody has something that's maybe their family is about to grow, they're expecting, something like that. Can they send something like that to kind of symbolize the future?
Yes, that sounds interesting. Yeah.
I try to.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you. Again, and Gilbert, if people want to get in contact with you or get these sent to you, how can they go about doing that?
Well, they could send it to my phone number or else my Gmail, but basically offhand is my photographer, her name is Gladys Amador, and her email is GLADYS and Amador, AMADOR 2018@gmail.com.
Okay.
And that way they could just send it to them and send it to her and right away, because we work on the pictures about twice a week.
Oh, so you actually are doing some editing and then kind of fixing them up a little bit.
Yeah, twice a week. And instead of sending it to me, or all they have to do is just take the picture and then just send it to her and we modernize it.
Fantastic. This is the Latino Awards Adelante, the third annual coming up September 27th. from starting at noon. There'll be entertainment at 1 o'clock, everything happening at the Lyon County History Center, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Emporia. If you would like to get some more information, give Gilbert Rodriguez a call, 620-340-0353. Email gilrod, that's G-I-L-R-O-D 7, at yahoo.com. We're going to take our first break here on the Talk of Emporia. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Gilbert Rodriguez and Mike Torres, who are both in studio here previewing the Latino Awards at Atlante coming up next month. Stay tuned. We have more Talk of Emporia coming here, courtesy of Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue and Newman Regional Health.
At Newman Regional Health, Dr. DeShayla Castile, Dr. Christina Faulkner, and our dedicated OBGYN team are here to support women's health in the greater Emporia community. With years of experience, they're here to support you through every stage of life. From routine checkups to family planning and beyond, your health is our priority. Schedule your appointment today and experience compassionate, comprehensive care tailored just for you by calling 620-343-2376. Newman Regional Health, helping you achieve your healthy goals.
If you need catering this summer, call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. For family reunions, weddings, corporate events, and more, let Bobby D's cater your special event. With over 25 years of professional catering experience, they're able to handle any size event you have. Whether it's a dozen people or several hundred, from meats to sides to desserts, they make catering easy for you. Don't trust your catering to just anyone. Get someone that has the experience to make your event a success. Call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue today to book your event.
Live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. This is KVOE News Headlines.
Chuck Samples, KVOE News with local news headlines here today. We do have a reported injury crash that's still under investigation right now in the northwest part of Lyon County. U.S. Highway 56, 600 block outside of Bushong. Details again coming through Lyon County deputies, and we'll have updates here on KVOE and KVOE.com here this morning. Separate wreck taking place in downtown Emporia yesterday. This happens to be apparently the result of street racing in downtown Emporia, according to police officers. Two crash victims taken to Newman Regional Health for treatment. The driver of the other vehicle involved in the crash, Patricio Morales, arrested on suspicion of aggravated battery. Another vehicle allegedly involved in the street racing incident left the scene and was at large at last word. And there is more work coming here on the Rocky Ford Bridge, and specifically a new bridge that will be installed to replace the bridge nearby after a special muscle survey is done. I'm Chuck Samples, KVOE News.
We want you to feel good. Tune in for Feel Good Friday.
Making you feel good.
Friday after the local news during the 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. hours on KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
It's time for the KVOE Country 101.7 and Mix 104.9 At Work Network Drawing. Win pizza from Gambino's Pizza for next week if your business is entered. That's Gambino's Pizza at 1003 Industrial Road. Today we're saying congratulations to Stanley R. Awesomest Chartered. Once again, congratulations, Stanley R. Awesomest Chartered. You've won three large pizzas from Gambino's for next week. You can be the hero in your office and get your business entered in the At Work Network. Just fill out the form online at kvoe.com/at work, and your business will be entered to win. That's kvoe.com/at work. Then listen around this time on Fridays, and if your business is drawn, you'll win pizza from Gambino's. It's the At Work Network from Gambino's Pizza, KVOE, Country 101.7, and Mix 104.9.
You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
And we are back live here on KVOE on the Talk of Emporia. Tegan Trahoon, happy to be joined in the KVOE studios by Latino Awards Adelante lead organizer Gilbert Rodriguez. We also have president of Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow, Mike Torres, in studio here with us today talking about the Latino Awards Adelante presented by Emporia Brown Express and several community partners, which also includes the Lyon County History Center, the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce, and Emporia Spanish Speakers. So we'll hopefully be able to get some of them on here in the near future before we get to the Latino Awards Adelante. I think we need to do it up big. This is the final one. It'll be the hat trick here, the third annual coming up, the focus being the past, present, future. Close to 60 panels are going to be unveiled for the very first time at the Lyon County History Center as part of a grand exhibit there, really discussing the past and present of Latino families here in Emporia, while also looking ahead to the future. And, well, Mike, from your vantage point, obviously you mentioned this is a great event and a great opportunity to engage with the community. But I'm curious, have you at all gotten to contribute to the panels that are going to be going up there, adding any photos or any of your own family history?
Yeah, so when we did previous events, I'd had a lot of conversations with different members of my family, and Gilbert's helped me to wrangle them all together too. But we've been able to get pieces of when my family first came, but also different photos of my grandpa's military background and our family, like major events and stuff like that. And all the way up to today, where we're doing similar organizing. I found out recently that my great-grandpa had planned one of the first Cinco de Mayo celebrations in our community, which is ironic full circle moment for me when I came in as HOT president this year and the first event I did was Cinco de Mayo. And so it's little pieces like that that really resonate, I think, with members of our community, but also show that there is a highly involved community here, and it has been here since the early 1905.
Well, and not only have families lived here, but clearly been heavily involved. Mm-hmm. I got to ask right off the bat there when you bring that up. You know me, I like a nice emotional story.
Yeah.
What was that like, kind of getting that realization? Did you know that going into this year's Cinco de Mayo, or did you know it after the fact?
I actually didn't know until after the fact. So it was kind of something for me that was really meaningful. In our culture a lot, we say it's in our blood. That mm-hmm. things are in our blood, and mm-hmm. and that's what drives us as our ancestors. And so for me, that was just a confirmation that I'm on the right path for what I want to do and what I want to accomplish in my life. Mm-hmm. Like him, like my grandmother, we believe in service to this community, and we show that in our care for other people. And so to have an event like this, really recognize and see things like that, I think are important, but they're also lessons to other members of our community to open themselves up to those stories, those experiences, because we are a community here in Emporia, and we should want to learn about each other and engage in some of that knowledge sharing.
Going through these photos and things like that also, I have to imagine, had to be kind of emotional and eye-opening. I know when I look at old photos from my family and stuff like that, I get a little weepy here and there. And of course, you know, in my family, history and family are very important, but you mentioned it's in your blood, and the Latino culture is one that is known for its love of family and its promotion of family, and it's, in a lot of cases, tight-knit families. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I got to imagine that any emotion I would feel looking at photos, you know, of my grandpa back in like 1945 has to be doubled in your case. I mean, was that the case for you when you were kind of going through and looking at these pieces of history?
Yeah, I think especially for somebody who's really worked as an advocate for historically excluded populations, mm-hmm. Life was different back then for people like my family who had a resident card that said alien on it. And like Gilbert talks about a lot, they had separate grocery stores, separate bars, separate meeting places. And so they were definitely operating in a different climate than today.
Yeah.
But a lot of those things still resonate with me. A lot of those things are important to talk about, because that's not just history that's given to you, that's history that's passed to you. And so there's definitely a lot behind that, I think, especially emotional.
I don't think anybody would argue that we still have a long way to go in terms of progress, which is easy for me to say, you know, because I haven't had to live through those same things. But obviously, we have made progress in how we treat people and how we receive people. But Gilbert, from your vantage point, how important is it to be able to share those kinds of stories, especially not just the sweet and heartfelt stories, but some of the more darker and I'd say troubling stories, such as what Mike was talking about there, you know, the segregation and the, I would say, the outcasting mm-hmm. of individuals of anything but white back in those days was very real. It was brutal, from what we understand. How important do you think it is for us to be able to, you know, talk about building a better future, to not make those same mistakes through these kinds of displays? How do you think that helps us kind of make a better path forward rather than repeating the steps of the past?
As of right now, I think our grandparents that first came down from Mexico, I'm sure they're pretty proud of us because we have done quite a bit to progress, and they build our foundation about us Latinos here now. And also, too, is that we basically we do deserve to get back to the community and stuff like that, and keep on progressing. And that way, we don't. It isn't that they made mistakes. It's just a matter of that was a past, and we want to show how we're progressing right now. And that's what we're trying to show right now.
Well, and I got to say, when it comes to the work that you all do, I don't think I've ever met a more passionate individual than you mm-hmm. about these things. Again, kind of talking about the past there, does what your family and your ancestors had to go through, does that serve as an extra motivation?
Yes, it does. Because way back there when they first came down, they live in boxcars, and then, like I said, they form in Las Casitas, and then they had of course at that time there was a lot of discrimination, mm-hmm. and then they had to go to World War II, and then when they came back and they couldn't vote, they couldn't do nothing because and a lot of them had to go to Kansas City and become a citizen, but they mm-hmm. were good enough to go to war for the United States. But when they came back, it was quite hard.
It's interesting how that seems to happen. You're good enough to fight a war for our country, but not good enough to always be accepted into our country. That used to be kind of the mindset. So.
Yeah, and that's the way it was. And at that time, working in the railroad, they worked for about 50 cents a day. And mm-hmm. and there was no union there at the time, and they worked 18 hours mm-hmm. a day, and there was no machinery, so it was just the body carrying mm-hmm. the rails and everything. It was hard, and at those times it was hot, and then when it snowed it was cold. So that's all I can say as of right now.
Sure. Mike, something, you know, we've talked about this before, and I've brought this up a few times. I'm going to bring it up here again. When we look at society today, there is a lot of work going on to not only promote Latino culture, whether it's festivals, activities, things like that, cities getting more heavily involved. Of course, Main Street here, a great example, getting behind Hispanics Today and Tomorrow and really helping to support Cinco de Mayo, Dia de los Muertos, all those activities. But we're seeing a lot more promotion of Hispanic heritage in mainstream media. You know, one thing that I've found very informative and enlightening, and granted it's Hollywood, but you know, is the amount of films that we're seeing now that really discuss people of color in history. One of my favorite films I've watched in the last couple of years was the Long Game. It's about the Latino students who won like the first state championship in golf in I can't remember. I believe it was in California. It may have been. I do apologize. Or Texas. But it seems like people are starting to help promote that more. And in that, you have to tell the story of, you know, why it was so historic. And a lot of times that has to do with discrimination and things like that. And I remember somebody had said to me at one point, you know, they felt like, okay, you know, I get it. Mistakes were made, this, that, and the other. And I think they interpret it as people are trying to make them feel bad mm-hmm. for something that was done by other people. Mm-hmm. That's not the case, though. I mean, please feel free to explain better than I can, because again, it's not from my vantage point, but that's just the way I've always interpreted it. It's not about making anyone feel bad or saying, oh, you're a terrible person because your ancestors did this to my ancestors. It's about, again, moving forward.
Yeah, I think that for us to know where we're headed as individuals, as a community, in any way, shape, or form, I think it's important to know where we're at, right? I think it's important to know where we're at right now, but also where we've been.
Yeah.
And so when I talk about these things with people, it's not to point fingers, especially because the people that are responsible for that are not here today. And so I think the best thing that we can do is have a conversation about what happened, or else you're just expecting that history will repeat itself. And so being educated, aware, looking at information that is there or information that's passed down, those are real lives, real experiences. And we have that history here in this community that can inform us about a lot of things. And I think we've talked about, you know, William Allen White kicking the Klan out of Emporia. That's one of the first stories that I heard in elementary school.
Yeah.
And so I think that history is there and it's important, and it's a part of the fabric of Emporia, just like these experiences or any of the stories that any members of our community might have. And I think that this helps us to start the conversation so that we can learn more, uncover more about Emporia.
Well, and I think that nowadays one of the biggest fears that some people have is that, you know, we've heard the term cultural appropriation, and sometimes people are afraid to – I know I've experienced this when I was younger. I was scared to get involved with certain things because I didn't want it to be seen as I was trying to weave my way into somebody else's narrative, which was a big thing that was called out, you know, in the mid-2010s, and rightfully so. But I feel like you all, especially Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow and the Emporia Brown Express, are so good at making it clear you're not – appropriating anything, you're helping to celebrate and you're understanding. You've been very informative to me and helped me out a lot. Gilbert was at the Lotería night that was hosted by Emporia Spanish speakers about 2 weeks ago that I got to host alongside Jenny Losada. And it was kind of funny because I was sitting there going, I'm not sure why I'm here, you know? And everybody was very welcoming in that regard. And I feel like that in itself is the past influencing the present to influence the future, because we've seen a lot of division in our country, not just currently, but many times throughout history. And it seems like division only begets more division. Somebody has to be willing to open their arms and welcome other people in. And you all do that so tremendously well, because as I read through this this promo here and I read through the flyer that Gilbert brought in here today to talk about the Latino Awards Adelante, nowhere on it does it say only Latinos welcome. You know, it doesn't say only certain people should attend. It's open to everybody. And Mike, before we go to our final break here, I kind of want to just get your thoughts on that, on why it's so important to be so inclusive, though I feel like you have answered that a little bit here. But why it's so important to not only be inclusive with your events and activities, but inclusive with your culture and your heritage.
Yeah, so I think if we want to make any kind of progress, we have to do it together. We have to have buy-in from multiple people in our community. That's why when we have events, we try to partner with community organizations or businesses that will draw different audiences into these events. We know that people love Hispanic food. People like the music. They like dancing. They like the vivaciousness of it. I think all of those things are great, but also understanding that there's also stories tied to that. And a lot of different stories, a lot of variety, different countries that are represented. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things we're really trying to do move forward is share the variety of experiences and the variety of countries that are present here in Emporia. Culturally, there is pride behind it, right? There's a very rich culture that we're very proud of, and a lot of traditions that have been passed down for generations. And so we want to share that. And I think that just understanding that there's a lot of ways that Latinidad or being Hispanic looks today. Understanding that, we want to make sure that we're welcoming in everybody or as many people as we can, because the other piece is we can learn from everybody else about their cultures, their religions, their belief systems. I think that's what progress looks like, is getting all the facts to be able to make decisions that will help benefit all people in our community.
It's something that people have heard me say on here many times on the air, and that is that you can't fully understand a situation, an issue, or going back to my speech and debate route, roots, you can't understand the full argument if you don't understand both sides of it. And right. if you just only focus on one side, you're never going to be fully informed. So I love how you put that. It's very enlightening.
And there's really definitely a platform for doing that in a respectful way. And yeah. there's a platform for having really fruitful conversations. And that's been my experience. When people are willing to listen, I'm willing to listen. Mm-hmm. We have amazing conversations because we both want to learn something.
I think one of the best things you can do is just say, you know, I think I do understand that some people are afraid of offending someone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going up and asking about a dress or something like that used to be simple, but people are afraid. They don't want to hurt people's feelings, which I don't think is a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're trying to be sensitive and you're trying to be respectful, but you also want to know. And I've always told people, you know, when it comes to my identity and things like that, if you have questions, ask them. Just like you said, please don't be rude about it. You know, don't assume that I owe you an answer, but come up and say, can I ask you a question? It's that simple. I've done that with you many times. And I've said, Mike, can I ask you something? I'm going to sound ignorant here, but I don't understand what this is about. And you've sat there for 20 minutes and explained it to me and have answered my questions. And so sometimes a better future starts simply by asking someone, excuse me, can I ask you a question? I think that's a good point that you make and something we need to maybe do a little bit more often. So we're going to take our final break here on the Talk of Emporia, continue our conversation with representatives of the Latino Awards Adelante, which is coming up on September 27th. We have Mike Torres and Gilbert Rodriguez in studio here with us. If we haven't already enticed you enough to come out to the Latino Awards Adelante on September 27th, stick around. There's going to be some stuff going on that I think you're really going to like and you're going to want to get involved with. So you're going to have to stay tuned here to the Talk of Emporia to find out just what that is. We'll be back shortly. You're listening to the Talk of Emporia, brought to you in part by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue and Newman Regional Health.
If you need catering this summer, call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. For family reunions, weddings, corporate events, and more, let Bobby D's cater your special event. With over 25 years of professional catering experience, they're able to handle any size event you have. Whether it's a dozen people or several hundred, from meats to sides to desserts, they make catering easy for you. Don't trust your catering to just anyone. Get someone that has the experience to make your event a success. Call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue today to book your event.
Newman Regional Health is proud to welcome Dr. Dylan Landry, General Surgeon to Emporia, Kansas. With years of experience and a strong commitment to patient care, Dr. Landry brings outstanding surgical expertise to our community. Whether you're in need of routine procedures or specialized care, you're in expert hands right here close to home. If you or a loved one may benefit from surgical care, talk to your primary care provider about a referral today. Newman Regional Health, helping you achieve your healthy goals.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Justice Department has subpoenaed the New York Attorney General Letitia James over her office's civil probes into President Trump's business dealings and the NRA, says ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York.
The two cases were successful. Now federal prosecutors, we're told, are subpoenaing for information to see whether James, in the course of those cases, violated the civil rights of either the president or the NRA.
James' spokesman called this a weaponization of the justice system. A three-judge appeals panel blocked a lower court's effort to bring contempt proceedings against the Trump administration over how it handled the deportation of alleged Venezuelan gang members. Today's the deadline imposed by the president for Russia to agree to a ceasefire in Ukraine or face stiffer sanctions, but the Kremlin's indicated that President Putin could meet with President Trump in a matter of days. And Florida, the latest Republican-controlled state where its House Speaker says it will consider redistricting. This is ABC News.
We want you to feel good. Tune in for Feel Good Friday.
Making you feel good.
Friday after the local news during the 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. hours on KVOE 1400 AM 96.9 FM. Live and local. You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
Back on the Talk of Emporia this Friday morning, Tegan Trahoon joined in the KVOE studios by Gilbert Rodriguez and Mike Torres, who are here representing the Latino Awards Adelante, third annual, coming up on September 27th. It'll also, sadly, be the final. As you know, I was talking to Gilbert earlier, and I kind of asked you off the air, you know, why the decision to make it the final one? And you said something very profound to me that actually made a lot of sense, and that was you guys have put the information out there. You've put the history out there. Now it's time to let people continue chasing that history themselves and allow them to go and explore and learn new things. And, you know, Gilbert, I respect the heck out of that, because a lot of people wouldn't want to stop putting that out there, and sometimes that can cause people to, okay, you know, I feel like I know what I want to know. I want to know this. I want to know that. It's very, very self-aware of you to kind of take that route, and I respect it. You know, this is a very important topic that you're all talking about. You know, we focused a lot on the past here today, but the message here in the Latino Awards Adelante for 2025 is past, present, future. And let's talk briefly about the present here. You know, what are you seeing presently when it comes to the Latino culture here in Emporia? We kind of got Mike's perspective on this earlier. I would love to hear your thoughts.
Present, I'm looking at what are we doing now as a present, and which the Latinos are doing now. That, first of all, we have a lady named Amelia Aguilar. In 1942, she was the first Latina to go to Emporia State University, and she managed to be in the Spanish, French, history, government clubs. And then also, too, now we also have a Kappa Delta Chi?
Chi.
They're the first Latinos to have a sorority here in Emporia. And now, of course, we had Robert Rodriguez and Mike Lopez. Mm-hmm. They're the first chief of police, and also the assistant chief of police, which is Mike Lopez. And then we have the first banker, which is John Lopez. And then the first secretaries, we had Catalina, used to be Rodriguez, but it's Gutierrez now, and also Victoria Lopez. She's also one of the first ones. And then also, too, is that Lorenzo Delgado. He was the first Latino to be in the Board of Education in the state of Kansas. Hmm. But I can go on and on and on. And being the first, which a lot of people don't know about it, and that plays a big part as far as being as a president.
Yeah.
Introduce that to the Latino culture.
Well, and allow me to throw a name out there. You mentioned, obviously, first State Board of Education member there. Let's throw one out there for Art Gutierrez, who is doing a lot here, a longtime member of the USD 253 Board of Education.
Yes, uh-huh.
Also has been heavily involved at the state level. We had Amanda Gutierrez on earlier, you know, talking about the rec commission and all that good stuff. But Art making huge waves for our little small town Emporia at the state level. So I want to throw his name out there, too.
Yeah, he also got an award. He was one of our first ones to get awarded.
Got an award there? That's fantastic.
Yeah, he got awarded. And I'm glad you brought that up, because he was being recognized at one of our first events.
That's fantastic, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's saw also him. My cousin.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Art.
Wow, small town Kansas. There you go. I did not know that. Really? That's awesome. You guys, that's just an awesome family right there. You got you and you got Art.
I think so.
I like that. Well, we're running a little short here on time, but I did mention folks, if we haven't already enticed them enough to get out to the Latino Awards at Adelante, Mike, there's going to be some prize drawings going on there as well. As you guys have some raffles, and there's some pretty significant prizes up for grabs here. I know you guys are still getting stuff together, and you've got time. You got it well over a month, but let's start first with there's two drawings, as I understand. One of those will be for several prizes through local merchants and businesses. Can you talk a little bit about the progress there?
Yeah, so we are approaching area businesses, and if you are in charge of a business or working with a business, we're always accepting those merchant prize donations. Those could be gift baskets, gift cards, anything like that. But we'll also have a drawing for two round trip tickets to Las Vegas. So there'll be two flights free of charge, and all you got to do is buy a ticket. So,
which is how much?
We have our pricing. I think it's $5 a ticket.
For the merchants?
For the, prices.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so for the merchant prices, a raffle ticket is $5?
Yes, and then for the round trip tickets,
20.
That's a $20 ticket. And so,
okay. And if you buy two, it's 35.
Yeah. And so there's different tiers for each of those that we'll have available, but you can reach out to Gilbert, or we're doing a lot of those ticketing, a lot of those tickets at Emporia Spanish Speakers.
Okay, fantastic.
So we'll have merchant prizes. We'll have the round trip flights that will be up for grabs. And then we may have a few contests or extra drawings there at the event, because we'll have entertainment and food and music.
So. Okay. And I'm assuming you're going to sell raffle tickets right up until you draw them?
Yep. So we'll be doing tickets the day of the event as well. So if you don't get to Emporia Spanish Speakers in advance, you can always meet us at the event and get some tickets then.
Now, this is obviously a very busy time in Emporia. And, of course, that'll be right around the time football's going on, things like that. Gilbert had asked me if I could come out there and help out with some stuff. Unfortunately, I'll be on the field.
Yeah.
Not unfortunately. I love Emporia State football.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm literally wearing an Emporia State football shirt. But I am a little sad I can't come out there and be involved with this Latino Awards Adelante. But if I want to take my shot at the round trip tickets to mm-hmm. Vegas or any of the merchant prizes, do I have to be there in order to win those?
You do not. No, we will do those drawings, and we will contact the people if they're not present at the event. And you can purchase those in advance at Emporia Spanish Speakers in the old Lowther South building.
Okay, very good. So basically, don't have to be present to win, but it's always good because then you get to do a little dance, have a little bit of fun. So.
Yeah, exactly. You get a picture with us, and you can see the pictures. And if you can't be there, then please go see the exhibit still, and feel free to reach out if you have any info or stuff.
Make sure on the entertainment, Chorizo is going to be there, the robot. It's going to be entertaining.
Dancing robot.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yeah, he's going to be there, and we have the DJ and DJ from Topeka, Roman Rees. And,
awesome.
And we're trying to – who we started with for our first event, that's who we're going to end with.
I like that.
Okay.
Coming full circle right there. Fantastic.
And don't forget our trademark is respect and support.
Awesome. Again, this is the third and final Latino Awards Adelante coming up Saturday, September 27th at the Lyon County History Center, 711 Commercial Street. For more information, be sure to contact Gilbert Rodriguez, 620-340-0353. You can also email gilrod7, that's G-I-L-R-O-D, the number 7, at yahoo.com. Also, feel free to reach out to Emporia Spanish Speakers. That's hola at emporiaspanishspeakers.com. And, don't forget, big prizes up for grabs here on top of the amazing displays. Close to 60 panels will be unveiled with photos highlighting families in Emporia from back as early as 1905. Really a great demonstration of the progress made here within the Latino community and our own community in general. Past, present, future on display there at the Lyon County History Center. Make sure you make plans to get out there and see it and get registered and get signed up to be into the grand prize drawings. You could win two round-trip flights to Las Vegas or several different prizes from local merchants. What's up for grabs there? You'll have to find out. Make sure you get yourself in there. Again, $5 a ticket for the merchant drawings, $20 per ticket to possibly win a round-trip flight to Las Vegas for two. That's a heck of a way to do it. And Gilbert, real quick, we didn't ask... we were talking about this again off air. Whoever wins those tickets, they can pick the time and the length.
They can pick the time. If they want to stay longer, they can stay as long as they want.
All right. Gilbert's flipping the bill on that one. So, but they will have to pay for their own accommodations, though.
Perfect.
Okay. Very good. So the flight is taken care of, but that's usually the most expensive part. So
the airline is Southwest.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Yeah. Well, you'll have a good flight there, good trip, have a good time. So that's going to do it for us here on the Talk of Emporia this Friday morning. I want to say thank you again to our wonderful guest, Mike Torres, representing Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow, and also the one and only Gilbert Rodriguez, representing Emporia's Brown Express. Several community partners, again, to thank for making the Latino Awards Adelante a possibility, including the Lyon County History Center, the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce, and Emporia Spanish Speakers. That's going to do it for us here today on the Talk of Emporia. Make sure you tune in on Tuesday as the Talk of Emporia is back on the airwaves. We'll have our monthly visit from Central Care Cancer Center starting around 11:05 on Tuesday. So make sure you are in for that. As for right now, stay tuned. We have the 12 o'clock block of news and information coming up shortly from the 24-hour KVOA newsroom. We'll have a check of news with Chuck Samples, sports with Alex Benzagala, and much more in between. You're listening to KVOE, live and local.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local. The KVOE forecast from the TV 13 Weather Team, up next.